Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. We're so glad you're here. It's Easter week, and we've been spending this week preparing our hearts for all that God has for us. And so I want to encourage you, swing by easternsugarhill.com, easternsugarhill.com, and find about all the gatherings and be ready to invite a friend. It's going to be an incredible weekend together. We actually have 6 different services that are all exactly the same, but they're strategically spread out so that you, your family, your friends, whoever you want to bring with you, so that you've got an opportunity that fits your need. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about this idea of the struggle of waiting. The struggle on waiting. On Sundays over this last month, we talked about this idea of waiting on when, and nobody likes waiting. One example of this is John chapter 11, where Mary and Martha are very, very concerned about their brother Lazarus. Now, Jesus was great friends with them. He'd spent time with them. He'd been in their house. He'd shared meals with them. He'd done all kinds of incredible things. And so the moment that Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, got sick, they sent word to Jesus. And I think somewhere along the way, they assumed as soon as Jesus hears about the sickness of his friend, he'll drop what he's doing and he'll rush to be with them. Yet he doesn't do that. He doesn't. And I don't know if you've been there, but I think all of us have those moments where we're in a season of waiting where we thought God would show up. And so I want to give you 3 struggles around this. The first one is the struggle of being offended. A lot of times when it feels like God is delayed, it's easy for us to get offended at God. We think, God, you should have shown up. And it could be a lot of things. It could have been news about a job. Could have been about a dream marriage that turned into a nightmare. It could have been about a close friendship that isn't working out. There's a lot of examples of people getting offended because of God's delay. A second danger or struggle of waiting is where we begin to give up hope. We begin to say, why bother? Right? If Jesus isn't showing up, then why should I hold out hope? Why should I even care? So when Jesus finally does show up, one of the sisters doesn't even come out to meet him. I can't help but to think she's in the house wondering, it's too late, why even bother? And then the third struggle is not just being offended or being discouraged, but doubt begins to set in. Doubt is when you begin to think God doesn't even care. And so I don't know if you resonate with any of those 3, but here's what I want to encourage you. When Jesus shows up in verse 35, he weeps. His heart is broken. Jesus gets what it's like to find ourselves in a difficult and challenging circumstance. And what ends up happening is Jesus doesn't meet their expectations. He exceeds their expectations. He does even more than they could imagine. They wanted a sick brother to be well, and what Jesus did was made a dead brother come back to life. And so that's the message of Easter this season, is where are those areas of your life where spiritually you're dying, and would you allow Jesus to step in and bring life? Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.